Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and Larry Wysoon is just on the other side of our campfire over there. Larry, what do you say we talk about sighting in rifles and getting bows ready for hunting season today?
It is that time, thank goodness. And I'll tell you what, you know, we live in the High Plains area and hunt up there, and shots can be close or they can be far. And so I think you have to be prepared for a little bit of everything. And, of course, a lot of that country is rifleman country, and the bows have really become popular, and even crossbows to some extent. But I'm primarily with a rifle and a pistol, and I absolutely love it. But now is the time that I'm going to spend a lot of time at the range. I want to know exactly where that gun is going to hit at varying distances, both up close and a long way off. And so generally what I do is I tend to sight in almost dead on at 100 yards, regardless of what I'm shooting. Then I set up targets out to 500 yards. Not that I'm going to shoot that far. The targets are set up that far out. I'll shoot at the exact same spot each time. That way I can determine what the drop of that bullet is, what kind of wind drift I'm getting at those different distances. I make a little chart that I attach either to the backside of my glove if I'm shooting a pistol or the side of a rifle. So when you do that, when presented with those situations, and I always shoot from a good solid rest with shooting sticks, and when you've got that information, you can do those long shots. Now, with a bow, this is what you have a tendency to hunt with quite a bit. It's a totally different deal, but the principles are still a lot the same, aren't they?
They are, Larry. What I do when I'm sighting in my bow is a little different than some people, but today's bows are so fast. 275 feet per second pulling 65 pounds is just common. But I sight a green pin, which is the top pin and the most visible pin. The color green is most visible. I sight it in dead on at 25 yards. Now, at 30 yards, I'll be just like 3 or 4 inches, about 3 inches low. And then when you get out to 40 yards, I'll set the second pin, which I also want to be green. I just have to keep in mind it's the second pin. I'll set it for 40. So basically, whether you're hunting elk up in Colorado or if you're hunting hogs, you know, wherever there's hogs, you can use two pins. And trust me, that makes a whole lot of difference when the showdown gets there. You don't have to worry about, do I use the third or fourth pin? You've got two pins. So that's very important. And I think with a bow, shoot it pretty regularly, 3 or 4 times a week. I shoot, I've got a little 3D course set out behind my house in the trees, but it's important to shoot, and then it's important to ingrain in your mind which pin to hold, Larry, at various yardages, because in the real world of hunting, you're going to have all kind of, you might be shooting a deer or an elk at 6 yards, or you may be shooting one at 40. So, you know, being really practiced will help you when you actually get out there hunting.
I think you're exactly right, particularly when in terms of practice. You know, a lot of times we go out, whether it's you're shooting just at a target there with your bow, but in some instances, but it's important to get out there and shoot in those real-world situations. I mean, if you're shooting a bow, shoot it on your knees, you know, shoot it standing up, shoot it from different positions. Same thing with a rifle or a pistol or even a shotgun. If you're hunting bigger game, is look for a good solid rest, but then once you know exactly where that bullet's going to strike at different target distances, shoot from those real world situations so that when you get out there, you're going, oh my gosh, I don't have a bench rest, now what I do, so that you know exactly how to set up to shoot those distances and to shoot that gun accurately, regardless of whether you're sitting in the sand, sitting on the ground, standing up, using shooting sticks, or just looking for a good solid rest and then making that shot.
Very true, Larry. You know, we are out of time for today's show. Hopefully these tips will help hunters all across the High Plains if you're hunting with a bow or a rifle. Larry, let's get back with them this time next week. What do you say?
You've got a deal, sir.